We have major New York Knicks breaking news. Jalen Brunson has done something that is going to make him the king. If he isn't the king already. Well, now, we declared a few months ago that he is the king of New York City. That is something that I have learned that the mayor's office was doing. This may have secured it for anybody on the fence. Jalen Brunson has agreed, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, on a brand new max contract. It is a four-year, $156 million deal. And the reason why this is such a big deal is, A, Jalen Brunson's back. Yep. It's not a four-year deal. He is taking $113 million less in guaranteed money than if he waited a full year and opted out. Here are the numbers just so you can understand what Jalen Brunson has just did. And this is done. This is no more speculation, no more he may. He's doing it, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. In 25-26, on this extension, he'll make $34.9 million. If he had waited, he would have made $46 million. That's $11.5 million less. In 2027, he's now due to make $37 million. Under an extension, if he waited, he would have made $50 million. Again, $12.5 million less. In 2028, he is going to make $40 million. He would have made $53.8 million. And then finally, and this one doesn't matter because it's a player option, and I can promise you he will opt out of said player option, but he would be due to make $43 million, while under a contract extension, if he waited, would have been $57 million. So here are the facts on this. Jalen Brunson should be lauded. Let's start with that. Yeah. Anything I'm about to say, which you may be offended by, understand Jalen Brunson should be lauded. He didn't have to do this. And he did it, and he saves the New York Knicks a significant amount of money over the next 3 years, and there is no negative to that. I'll make that clear. There's no negative. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because I'm not sure what's about to come.
Because I'm about to tell you some more information, which is out there. This is not me making anything up.
Okay.
Jalen Brunson is doing this, I think, for two reasons.
All right.
Number one, he could afford to. Actually, that's part of number one. He could afford to, and because it's good for the Knicks. And it is good for the Knicks.
Right.
He's saving the Knicks considerable money to continue to build around this roster that he's helped formulate. It is all good. The second reason he's doing it is that he has an ability to opt out in 28-29. And Leon Rose will then give him, since Jalen Brunson will have had 10 years in the league, a max extension that will pay him $323 million over 4 years. So this is a long-term, awesome move for Brunson because it allows him, in the prime of his career, assuming nothing crazy happens, to play out the next three seasons, really four seasons, opt out, and then sign an even more magnificent contract. So long run, it's going to help him financially. But that's a part of what also benefits him.
Yeah.
Again, there's nothing bad with that. I don't think you should have taken anything I said as a negative.
No.
Because what it does is it saves the Knicks considerable money over the next 3 years, and that's important.
Yeah, he turned down $113 million?
He is basically turning down in the short term over the next 4 years, $113 million.
I understand what you're saying, that in theory he's playing the long game. Anything can happen over the course of 4 years.
100%.
The idea that he is willing right now to not bet on himself for 1 year, coming off an MVP type season, we say it, but you know, just an unbelievable year where he's the toast of the town and he could get anything he wants. The idea he's giving that up, you want to say it's partially for a long game? Fine, maybe. This is nobody. You want to call him the king of the city? Nobody gets this town better than Jalen Brunson. And nobody has, you want to talk about endearing yourself to the fan base? I can't think of another way to endear yourself to a fan base than to literally say, winning is more important. I'm going to turn down $100 million to give my team the best chance for victory. It's unbelievable.
Derek Jeter wouldn't do it.
No, Derek Jeter would not do it.
Mariano Rivera wouldn't.
Nope.
Nobody would.
No, I mean, I guess Tom Brady has.
Yeah,
right? I mean, that's about it.
And by the way, what Jalen's doing by recouping the money potentially in 4 or 5 years is also something else that's pretty cool. He's showing a great confidence in himself.
No doubt.
Because there's no guarantee. Like, Leon's a great guy. Leon Rose, that is. But just because Jalen Brunson would qualify for a 5-year, $400 million deal in 2029 doesn't mean he'd get it. I'll give you a great example of that. James Harden. James Harden thought, oh, me and Daryl Morey are buddies. I'm going to get my max extension. Well, then James Harden started to disintegrate, and Daryl Morey said, I'm not giving you that.
Right.
So it is very gutsy and sort of is betting on yourself in a lot of ways, because while Jalen can recoup the money someday,
yeah,
there's a risk to it.
Yeah, of course.
Like, there's a major risk. So there is no negative. You are right. It's a guy that not only understands the city, he understands the new CBA and understands how much this benefits the Knicks, which benefits him.
No doubt.
Knicks have a better chance of winning a championship and continuing to build towards a championship by Jalen Brunson doing what he's done today.
Yeah, and I think that's the only way I'm going to look at it. I understand your point, and maybe that's it. But for me today, as we watch what we saw at the end of the year, and we saw him carry a team that was decimated by injuries today, I'm not focused on the idea that maybe in the back of his mind he's thinking about $300 million 4 or 5 years down the road. Today, Jalen Brunson just did something so that he can win a championship in New York. And he's prioritized winning over money. And that is nothing will get you more endeared to the fans than prioritizing winning over money.
It was interesting. As this rumor started, Fred Katz started reporting into The Athletic a couple of months ago. Hey, there's a possibility Jalen would do this.
Yeah.
And he's eligible for the extension on July 12th, which is today. This could happen. I started trying to do research. Like, all right, let me think about this. Like, what is he thinking? What has Jalen said in the past? And Jalen Brunson was interesting. I think it was a few years ago. He did an interview. Actually, I think it was recently. He did an interview with Taylor Rooks and was talking about the Mavericks and his time with Dallas and when they offered him an extension. And at one point, he was like, I want to take it because I don't know what tomorrow holds. Like, give me the guaranteed years. And so I thought, okay, maybe he's thinking to himself, I don't want to risk playing for another year because you don't know what's going to happen. Right. If you're giving me a 4-year extension right now, I'm going to take it. Even if the extension I get next year would be significantly more. Like, there also could be that part of you that says, I don't want to risk that.
Right.
Now, Jalen Brunson has played so well, is so beloved in this city that even if he did have some kind of like crazy injury this year,
he probably still gets the extension. It would have to be devastating. It would have to be a real career-threatening injury. Like, even, I get your point because he just watched. You know, he just watched Randall go down. He just, like, anything could happen. He broke his hand in the last game of the year. So, I mean, anything could theoretically happen. So it's eliminating the fear of the 1 year. But you're right. I agree with you completely. He has done enough and shown his game to a certain level where, I mean, you're talking about, I mean, he would have to have a debilitating injury.
Right. He would get it anyway.
He would get it anyway. Look, so, this is I don't view this as much of a risk. This is straight up, I want to win. Like, that's how I take it. I take it as he's just like, I want to win, and I understand the realities of the NBA, and I could wait a year and make more money, or I can go and realize that if I do win, and how special it would be here for this fan base, for this city, and we talk about the king of the town you like to mention, the real reason is because no team, right, connects the city. No team is beloved by everyone the way the Knicks.
Well, they're not beloved by everybody.
Say it louder, Big Mac. Say it louder for the people here.
I mean, they're beloved by a lot of people, but not everybody.
No.
Everybody's not true. It's a lot of people.
Listen, I'm a Yankee fan, and you know, I think Aaron Judge. It's pardon me the Brian Cashman shill, and it gets a little riled up when it's like, well, I mean, Judge is the best player in the whole sport. He's the king of the city. But let's be honest, no team unites the entire city the way the Knicks do.
Well, I think the other thing that connects Jalen to New York City and the reason why he is the king.
Right.
And the reason why I would even argue with you, even if he doesn't win an NBA title, I think he's going to go down in Knick history as a beloved figure.
Oh, yeah.
Is because he's turned this franchise around. Now, granted, they had a little bit of success before he got here with Tom Thibodeau, with Julius Randle. Don't get me wrong. But he has been the star that every Knick fan dreamed of, that every Knick fan waited for.
Right.
And it's so funny how sometimes it happens with the guy you least expect.
Right.
It happens in a free agent signing that was actually bemoaned by our very own Tommy Lugauer. I remember him. Do you want me to show you the old tweet? Yeah. Have you deleted that yet, or have you kept it up?
No, I don't. You know what, Evan?
Well, I'm just asking you a question. Have you deleted it, or have you kept it up?
I have not deleted it. Okay. I thought a lot higher of you. I shouldn't, because you're using a day here, which is a great day for the Knicks. Jalen Brunson, superstar, megastar, gets it. Unlike since Jeter, he gets it. That's how much he gets.
By the way, you're using
this time to besmirch me.
I've been told that the tweet has been deleted. That Tommy Lugauer rid himself of a tweet, and I wasn't doing it to besmirch you. It was more to make a point that Jalen Brunson's signing was not met with fanfare. So don't take it as an insult. It was met with either, hey, that's a nice little move, or it was met with, this is so Knicks and stupid, which I thought was crazy.
Right.
So that's my overall point, that sometimes the star you've been waiting for comes when you least expect it. I'm a little disappointed that he deleted his meme.
Evan has no class. He's a schmuck. he's a leader of the coalition.
What are you making me for?
Yeah.
I am going to attack you.
Luckily, I took a picture of it, so I'll find it for you at some point.
I'm
but
sure
why would
there.
You delete it?
That's
very disappointing.
What are you, a hole monitor? You took a picture of it? Get a life.
Well, no, because I do a segment on the radio. Like, we work hard. We keep things.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's why you tweeted it out after every Knick victory.
Hold on a second.
As you wallow in your net misery. That's what this is about.
Our waitress just said, I'm hotter than Tony Romo. She clearly is fishing for a tip. That was me. That was an old tweet by me.
Really?
Yeah.
She needs to get her eyes checked.
But I'm a loser.
Exactly.
I keep all the old tweets that we use and posted and toasted.
Right.
All right. Hold on a second. Electoral College is flawed.
Tony Romo. Where were you?
I don't even remember.
You're in Dallas?
I got to find this old tweet.
The Knicks are rolling extremely dude heavy.
No,
positive
very,
Tommy.
And listen, I agree.
Very dude heavy.
Listen, the fanfare was met with, as far as I remember it, it was, okay, at least we have a point guard, a position we've been dead for years with, but it's not a championship move. It's not a move that clearly makes them better and gives them a chance to win a championship, because he definitely wasn't a one, and I think people thought maybe he's not even a two. That's the third best piece on a championship team.
I can't believe I can't find this. This is so disappointing. I need this tweet so badly.
It's okay.
I need it injected into my veins.
You're a
right
sad,
now.
Pathetic human. Yeah. That's what you are. Yeah. No, you are.
That's impossible.
All you
I
have.
Mean, I wasn't even speaking.
Mac, all Evan has this basketball
so
season. This is what Evan
no,
has this basketball season. All Evan has, after
I
having
know.
Three, oh, I know, after it having three superstar players and failing the biggest disgrace in the history of sports was what the Nets were.
Yeah.
All Evan has this basketball season is trying to drag me, the future, down with his dopey tweet I had about Jalen Brunson 5 years ago and watching a kid from Duke Saturday at 8 o'clock at night. That's all he's got.
I'm still looking for it. I'll find it at some point, but it was a great addition to Posted and Toasted. Do you like that segment, Big Mike?
I do.
No?
Yeah, I like it.
Sometimes you're involved in it.
Am I? I don't think so.
Yeah, once in a while. I mentioned.
Have you got me in? When Twitter first came around, I didn't have any old tweets or anything, so I'm surprised if you found it.
This is a Garrett Cole, Igor Shesterkin, Joe Judge kind of town. Who do you think said that one? It's all fine until you get to Joe Judge. That's the best part.
Marash.
Wow, you nailed that one. That was pretty good.
There you go. Boom.
Yeah. I think Loogie broke into my phone and deleted the tweet.
Wow.
I think he was so bothered by it. Well, we did a whole segment on it.
Are you sure you remember that correctly?
It's all gone. Did you break into my phone, Loogie? It's okay. I will not press any charges against you. I would actually commend you and say that's pretty impressive.
It's badass.
Whatever measures we're taking, as you know, I'm the lead dude, the lead dog, and you're the head of the coalition. The one team that unites the city, whatever they had to do to shut you up and silence you, like I've been saying for years, will be done.
I definitely tweeted it so I could go back to my old tweets and find it, because I got to find that. Like, basically, he said this is typical Knicks for signing Jalen.
No, I understand. He wasn't alone.
Yeah.
He wasn't alone in that sentiment.
And I don't
know. And to watch the guy blossom while he's, with us, to go from, what we thought, which again, for me, was okay, that's probably the best point guard we've had in a while, but not good enough to really make you feel like we're on the path to a championship. And for him for that guy to blossom into what we've seen, I can't remember. I mean, I know Judge did it immediately, but like, to be a free agent with no expectations to suddenly become the leader of the franchise and one of the best players, if not the best player since Patrick Ewing, and one of the best players in the league.
Amazing.
Amazing. I mean, I don't know if any other team gets that kind of distinction. Not a draft pick, this is a free agent signing who was not really well thought of and then blossomed to be a stud. It's very hard to think of even other guys.
Yes. No, it is a win-win, and it is another exciting moment in what's been a very fun offseason if you're a Knick fan.
Unbelievable.
First, the shocking trade from Mikal Bridges.
Yep.
And now you get Jalen Brunson back on what is a team-friendly deal over the next 4 years. And to give you specifics on how much cap room they actually save, like each year that contract saves the Knicks about $11 million per season.
I mean, this guy. I mean,
that's awesome.
Unbelievable.
Here's
Brunson is a blessing. It's unbelievable.
In 2026, it saves the Knicks $11.45 million.
Yeah.
In 27, it saves them $12.3 million. And in 28, it saves them $13 million. It keeps them under the second apron,
right,
which allows them more flexibility to continue to add pieces. So an absolute no-brainer. Yeah. Let's get back to your calls. There's also a major Yankee lineup change we'll discuss. Scott is calling from Hamilton. How you doing today, Scott?
What's going on, Evan?
What's up, man?
What's up, Scott?
Not much. Hey, C-Mac, what's going on, Tommy? Hey, Evan, I got a quick question before I get into my Brunson thing.
Yes.
Do you think if President Biden steps down from going into the presidential race, that his Vice President Trump will do well against President Trump?
That'd be some race. I wonder who wins between Vice President Trump and former President
Trump. Evan, I mean, he's lost his mind on that. But listen, I was talking to Tommy before the announcement came out. But this is hands down the most unselfish player in New York sports history.
Yeah.
To take this, and this is what everybody's wanted out of a New York player. Yep. And he is literally the king of New York. No questions asked. He's higher up than, I'm a diehard Rangers fan. He's much higher now than Lundqvist ever was.
Wow.
For what he did to put the team first.
Yeah.
Sorry. To put a team first, to care about winning over how much money he's going to make, you don't see that anymore.
No, you don't. And I think what makes it so easy for him is that he's set for life. He's got generations that are set for life.
Right.
He can make that money back. And I'm not saying that to put it down. I'm saying that a lot of athletes could do this.
No doubt.
Like, you can do this if you're a professional athlete. Now, in fairness, it's not the same, and you could argue he shouldn't do it. Aaron Judge did take less money to remain with the New York Yankees.
Correct.
But I think because the number is so significant, it's over $100 million, and he could have gotten this money if he just waited a year.
Right.
I think that's where it jumps out at you.
By the way,
I have found it.
Okay.
I have found the tweet. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm gonna show it to you, and then you can read it to the audience.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
This is pathetic, embarrassing, your lowest moment in the history of the
station. First of all, why are you so offended? Like, it's okay to have a bad opinion. That's a part of sports talk radio, bro.
I understand his point. His point is he's the future, he's the leader, all that stuff.
Yeah, but Mike Francesa was the leader around here. He got a lot of stuff wrong. In fact, he made a cottage industry out of being wrong.
I know, but to point it out on the moment where we're celebrating.
He wants to besmirch me.
Yeah, you're trying to take him down right as the height.
I'd like you to read that tweet for me. Give me the date and everything.
This was tweeted by Tommy Lugauer, handle at Tommy Lugauer.
Mm-hmm.
This was tweeted on the evening of June 23rd, 2022 from Earth at 9:46 p.m. And at the time of this photo, 15 people liked it.
Times have changed.
Yeah, times certainly have. Look at you. I mean, I was in awful announcement.
Can you just read the damn tweet?
Nobody's wanting to give me any credit, but okay.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it? The video where I almost quit? Yeah, you know, I stole Sal's act. You know,
you stole Sal's act?
Yeah, I steal your Yankees takes. I walk out like Sal. I mean, this is what I'm doing.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Jalen Brunson is a good player. He is not a great. This would be typical Knicks. Never ends.
Hey, listen, man, it happens. I mean, I got a lot of those, too, so don't be embarrassed.
No, it's okay, Evan. It's okay, Evan, because I'm glad you played Celine Dion there from Titanic, because I have a line from Titanic, Evan. I know, Big Mac, you love Titanic.
Yes.
I
have a major problem with Titanic. We're good.
I could argue that for an hour. Evan?
Yes.
Much like it was said in Titanic by Billy Zane, I always win, Jack. So you think you got me right now? You think you've won the battle? I will win the war. The coalition of Nick haters that you lead will be silenced.
A couple of things. I don't mind when
you're tweeting it out right now. You're an ass.
I am tweeting.
You are such a low life. It's embarrassing. Really, seriously.
Well,
Knicks are winning the finals. And they are winning the chip this year.
It has been posted, ladies and gentlemen. A couple things. I don't mind being wrong. So that's where we're different. And it's not that I'm honored to be wrong. I'm okay with being wrong, and I'm okay with explaining, here, I was wrong,
here's what I thought about it.
Because you don't have to find the old tweet, I'll do it for you. I supported the Kevin Garnett-Paul Pierce trade, right? Like, that's horrible, that's so dumb.
Yeah.
And that's okay, I don't hide from it. So what I'm surprised about is why this bothers you so much.
Well, I'll tell you why, Evan, because when you tweet it out there to all the minions and lackeys that follow you, the 14 Net fans in your ivory tower, I don't have a chance to defend myself.
Of course you can.
How so?
You can respond to the tweet by saying, here's what I thought at the time. You can even make a video.
I don't feel like fighting with all the people on Twitter.
But Tommy, seriously.
What else is Twitter for?
You're not fighting with anybody. Most Knicks fans, they may not admit it. And here's why I will give you credit, even though he's so mad right now. I looked up everybody who works here, every single person. what did they tweet about Jalen Brunson when he signed with the Knicks? And you know what I got from everybody? Crickets. They didn't say anything.
Yeah.
So, in a weird way, that's worse. Right. You were being your passionate self.
Mm-hmm.
You had an opinion that I don't think was crazy at the time, which is that he is a good player. He's not a great player. By the way, I agreed with that. Yeah. I like the signing, so I don't get the this would be typical Knicks part.
Also,
but the whole idea of him being good and not great, most people agreed with you.
Yeah, but he also besmirched the Knicks as well. Not only did he downplay the level of player Brunson is, then he went on to say, like, the Knicks always do stuff like
that. But at the time, though, if I'm being fair, they earned that. I mean, for 20 years, if not for the Kings and T-Wolves, they were the worst team in the NBA. I'm comfortable in saying that.
I do have great news. One of the first mentions after I tweeted out this old tweet
is Mike Piseglia.
Makes a great point. He says,
Spike Eskin.
Has nothing to do with anybody you know. It's just a random person. He said, damn, he's going to be on Awful Announcing again.
Yep.
You know what, Evan? You inspired me. I am going to go to Twitter. I am going to quote tweet it. And I'm going to make fun of the Nets. You know, the
but
same
that's
team.
Not relevant.
This has got to be.
Because you're being a jerk.
No, this has nothing to do with the Nets. This is. Like, just honoring, I'm trying to think of a great example of this. Who else around here tweeted something? Maybe myself.
The NL East is over? Sal's video?
Okay, yeah, but I don't know where that applies anymore. Like, something that would be relevant to a big story.
Right.
Like, I would do that, and I think it would be funny, and that person would probably laugh. Mm-hmm. You know, you're taking it way too seriously.
We got to get this on Freezing Cold Takes as well.
And that's fine that it is. Like, that's... Yeah. Didn't you say the other day in the believer of being the future and a generational talent, there's no bad publicity. It's all good publicity.
This is why I'm a generational talent.
It's publicity. Publicity for the fact that you were very, very wrong about Jalen Brunson.
You know what, Evan?
That's okay.
You and all the tourists from Sweden, I hope you enjoy all those Nets games at the Barclays Center this year.
Big Mac, have I brought up the Nets?
You haven't, no.
Thank you.
But, I mean, he's hung up on this coalition of Nick haters.
Say anything.
And this feels more like just a coalition of Tommy hating for a minute.
Yes.
I don't know why it's become Nick and Net. It's more of just Evan having an opportunity to rag on Tommy.
The only
which
thing...
takes us all back. Happy reunion
That's
day.
That's right. That's right.
Happy reunion day. It feels like it at home now. Major problem with Titanic. We're good.
I could argue that for an hour. Evan,
yes.
Much like it was said in Titanic by Billy Zane, I always win, Jack. So you think you got me right now? You think you've won the battle? I will win the war. The coalition of Nick haters that you lead will be silenced.
Well, a couple of things. I don't mind when you
you're
or
you're tweeting
even
it out
I,
right now. You're an ass.
I am tweeting.
You are such a low life. It's just embarrassing. Really, seriously.
Well, couple
Knicks
things.
Are winning the finals. They are winning the chip this year.
It has been posted, ladies and gentlemen. A couple things. I don't mind being wrong. So that's where, like, we're different. And it's not that I'm honored to be wrong. I'm okay with being wrong. And I'm okay with explaining, okay, here I was wrong. Here's what I thought about it. Because you don't have to find the old tweet. I'll do it for you. I supported the Kevin Garnett-Paul Pierce trade. Right? Like, that's horrible. That's so dumb.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Like, I don't hide from it. So what I'm surprised about is why this bothers
much. Well, I'll tell you why, Evan. Because when you tweet it out there to all the minions and lackeys that follow you, the 14 Net fans in your ivory tower, I don't have a chance to defend myself.
Of course you can.
How so?
You can respond to the tweet by saying, here's what I thought at the time. You can even make a video.
I don't feel like fighting with all the people on Twitter.
Tommy, seriously.
What else is Twitter for?
You're not fighting with anybody. Most Knick fans, they may not admit it. And here's why I will give you credit, even though he's so mad right now. I looked up everybody who works here, every single person. What did they tweet about Jalen Brunson when he signed with the Knicks? And you know what I got from everybody? Crickets. They didn't say anything.
Yeah.
So in a weird way, that's worse.
Right.
You were being your passionate self.
Mm-hmm.
You had an opinion that I don't think was crazy at the time, which is that he is a good player. He's not a great player. By the way, I agreed with that. Yeah. I like the signing, so I don't get the this would be typical Knicks part.
Also,
but the whole idea of him being good and not great, most people agreed with you.
Yeah, but he also besmirched the Knicks as well. Not only did he downplay the level of player Brunson is, then he went on to say, like, the Knicks always do stuff like
that. But at the time, though, if I'm being fair, they earned that. I mean, for 20 years, if not for the Kings and T-Wolves, they were the worst team in the NBA. I'm comfortable in saying that.
I do have great news. One of the first mentions after I tweeted out this old tweet.
Is Mike Piseglia.
Makes a great point. He says,
Spike Eskin.
Has nothing to do with anybody you know. It's just a random person. He said, damn, he's going to be on Awful Announcing again.
Yep.
You know what, Evan? You inspired me. I am going to go to Twitter. I am going to quote tweet it, and I am going to make fun of the Nets. You know, the
but
same
that's
team.
Not relevant.
This has got to be
because you're being a jerk.
No, this has nothing to do with the Nets. This is like just honoring. I'm trying to think of a great example of this. Who else around here tweeted something? Maybe myself.
The NL East is over. Sal's video.
Okay, yeah, but I don't know where that applies anymore. Like something that would be relevant to a big story.
Right.
Like I would do that, and I think it would be funny, and that person would probably laugh. Mm-hmm. You know, you're taking it way too seriously.
We got to get this on Freezing Cold Takes as well.
And that's fine that it is. Like, that's. Didn't you say the other day in the believer of being the future and a generational talent? There's no bad publicity. It's all good publicity.
This is why I'm a generational talent.
It's publicity. Publicity for the fact that you were very, very wrong about Jalen Brunson.
You know what, Evan?
That's okay.
You and all the tourists from Sweden, I hope you enjoy all those Nets games at the Barclays Center this year.
Big Mac, have I brought up the Nets?
You haven't, no.
Thank you.
But, I mean, he's hung up on this coalition of Nick haters.
I'm not saying anything.
And this feels more like just a coalition of Tommy hating for a minute.
Yes.
I don't know why it's become Nick and Net. It's more of just Evan having an opportunity to rag on Tommy.
The only
which
thing...
takes us all back. Happy reunion
That's
day.
That's right.
Happy reunion day. It feels like it at home now.